You see, it was a terrific thing getting that book done.
Yes.
And Miss Bonfield went to the States, and Lady Norman, Montagu Norman's widow, trousers and everything, and going to the Architectural Association, sleeping there.
Yes.
Every 10 days.
Yes.
With my colleagues.
Yes.
That was really a time, the war. But it perhaps wasn't so. It wasn't so obvious. No, it wasn't obviously social work, because we had the girls from the rooms.
Yes.
And there, as well as the people like me, who was an educated person.
Yes.
So that perhaps it isn't so relevant. Mm.
Can you go back where you were telling me about the place you were having to go and stay, and every 10th day or something?
Ah, yes, that was, if you go to Bedford Square,
yes,
one of the places you are sure to notice are the Architectural Association.
Yes.
And about, halfway, this was halfway through the war.
Yes.
Was the time when we were all asked if we would go and spend a night in the Architectural Association, sleeping.
Yes.
There, about once every 8 days or something like that. But I didn't only mean that. That was one of the things that you couldn't escape knowing about, or remembering next day that you went and had breakfast at the museum.
Yes.
You know? Yes. But what I was thinking too, there were a whole lot of things that all of us social workers were engaged in some way or another.
Yes.
And for instance, Mr. Harry Willink, afterwards Sir Harry Willink, who was the Minister of Health, he got together what he called his young ladies.
Yes.
And my sister was one of them.
Yes.
And they went all over London doing special things to help over probably after children getting away, or
yes,
parents having to come back, or all the different things that might happen because of families.
Yes.
That was part of the thing that the National Council of Social Service and its staff would help with. But there is something just at this period before they went to that I was just thinking were really of use in a picture of what was happening. Of course, it was. Yes, I don't know how far this is of interest to you, but we all began to get very interested in the families who had not sent their children to the country.
Yes.
And they would. There was one night I went down to Bermondsey, and saw the mothers, all in their white aprons, sitting in a big room, which was what was the name of the stuff that they had? They sold things, silver things or something. They weren't silver, but they were like that. You looked around and shining things around there, and somebody who was a poet, I think, or that sort of thing, was speaking to them. Mm-hmm. And another time, somebody was playing to them.
Yes.
People were entertaining.
Yes.
People who aren't well off, haven't got much money, while perhaps the war was going on almost.
Yes.
Well, that particular evening, I remember, they were asked to go because it was getting near the time. And the time also was, it was beginning to get dark. And I got to the central bit, part of that bit of London one knew extremely well. I'm sorry it's gone from me, but what did happen was I got into the tram.
Yes.
And that, I was the only person soon in the tram. And we got very, we were getting nearer and nearer to, now, St. Thomas's.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the, what was the bridge that St. Thomas's on?
Westminster.
It would be Westminster, yes. It was getting near Westminster Bridge. Yes. And suddenly the bombs fell.
Yes.
And the bus conductor said, "Get down." Yes. And I fell flat on my face in between the two sets of seats.
Yes.
And luckily the it wasn't hit.
Yes.
And when I got up again, I could see that there was the bridge.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, the last thing I want to do is to walk along that bridge, because they'll be throwing things. They'll want to throw things. Mm. So I got out. And I thought to myself, well, I think it's nothing but St. Thomas's. Mm. Because having worked at, this is some, you see, some time after I'd stopped working at the settlement. But I knew that St. Thomas's, some of them would have gone away, but a lot of them would still be there. And I might as well go and take refuge in St. Thomas's.
Yes.
And when I got there, there was the head of the I forget what they called them, that who looked after the administration.
Mm-hmm.
He and another man in their top, in their hats, their what's his name hats, were going out to look for one of the people whom they knew was lost.
Yes.
And so he said, "Well, go downstairs," and I went downstairs and I persuaded one of the sisters to let me help her with the arrival of people who'd been caught. And there was a man there who wanted a bottle, and somebody else who wanted this and that. And then in came the vicar, hunting for his parish church woman. And we couldn't find her. And actually, she died. She'd got lost. And the other well-known place, Morley?
College?
No. No, the big place where people went to learn.
Morley College?
Oh, college, I thought it said cottage.
Yes,
Morley College, yes.
Yes.
A whole lot of people arrived.
Yes.
They'd been there, and then they'd come out because it was so awful all around.
Yes.
And I'd seen all that, But there was something else why I told you this, because you must have known all this sort of thing too.
Yes.
I can't think, I'm sorry.
You were saying how you'd got interested in the families who stayed on and didn't...
I did get interested, that's quite true. We did.
Evacuation.
Just one moment. Well, there was one man who was very ill, and they'd got a baby with them, a little child rather than a baby. And he just said, she's got something on her frock that says who she is.
Mm.
And then, to make the long story short, he died that night, and the wife died that night.
Yes.
And she'd got a label on her chest. She was only about 3, I think.
Yes.
And they asked me if I would go, and they would keep the child, and if I would go to the settlement where they knew I could go, and get somebody to go and fetch some relation.
Yes.
So I walked over to my old settlement, you see, and one of the people who lived there now had got a car.
Yes.
And she went off and she fetched the grandma.
Yes.
That was part of a life that any social worker might have had.
Yes. Yes.
I think that is true.
Mm. That social work during the Blitz.
Well, then after that, I travelled quite a lot, and I also had one of our staff, little woman who was wonderfully good at doing things, who visited all over the towns about social work and about the things that they might do.
Yes.
And I always remember particularly going to Birmingham with this Lucy Butcher, her name was Miss Butcher, and it was Birmingham, and the bombs were falling, and we went downstairs into a spare room with this sort of flooring and that kind of thing. See? And the other people who were there were a different kind of people from us. They were playing bridge.
Yes.
And then we managed to get a room, and then of course we jolly nearly got killed because the bombs were falling so much.
Yes.
And my sister, she went up to Liverpool, and she had an awful time there.
Yes, yes.
So the social workers, I think you can add that they had a great deal of the things that needed doing from the actual point of people and happenings. There, perhaps, I dare say I would think of some other things that happened, but that's enough, isn't it? Now, you wanted to the Curtis, did you?
Yes. What happened there? How did you... Come into that, yes.
First of all, Miss Curtis came from Cambridge. She used to come up and she joined a committee on which I was.
Yes.
And which, not Rabina Addis, but and one of the ones who were...
Psychiatric social
work. Not psychiatric, the other thing.
Medical social work.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes. We had that. And I remember when she asked me a question which was really very difficult. And they all looked round me, hopefully thinking that I should remember it. Luckily I did. Because she was tough, you know, although I liked her. Well, then she was. Then it was decided. I know what happened. Yes. Lady Ellen of Hurtwood wrote a letter to the Times.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Saying how bad it was that the children, the small children, weren't getting care and wasn't being done properly.
Yes.
Do you remember?
That's right. Yes.
And Harry Willink was a very old friend of ours. We'd known him as a child.
Yes.
When we lived at Liverpool, he lived there too. And he knew something must be done, you know. Over this question of how to do make a different arrangement for children under care. And I remember I went to see a man at the Home Office, and we talked about it. And I forget what I said because the man answered me, said, "Oh, but of course we shall have to have an inquiry."
Yes.
And we did, you see. And I was one of the people. An awful lot of us really were in it.
Yes.
There was a man who was a lawyer, and various other people. Two of us were social workers. Yes. We were only two of us who were social workers.
Well, that was you and Sybil Clement Brown, was that?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. See, we travelled too, you see, because four people went to one of four different places.
Yes.
You know, areas.
Yes.
An awfully nice man from Birkenhead who was in my lot.
Yes.
I know, I was one person anyhow. It was very hard work, you know.
You did a lot of travelling around, didn't you?
Yes, it was, but also we had a lot of interviewing of people.
Yes.
And...
who did you interview?
Trouble is I won't remember the names, but there was a very well-known person from... one of the Jews, but you know, a gentleman, and he and his wife were wonderful about things like that. But he came and gave evidence.
Yes.
And he knew a lot of things about social work things, and he looked up at me. He knew me anyhow, and said almost disgustedly over the things that he knew that were done, you see, were being done for the poor and that sort of thing. So we never knew who was going to give evidence, really.
Yes.
Quite.
Yes.
But that was a one or some.
Was his name Miller, Emmanuel Miller?
No.
No. Donald Winnicott give evidence? Dr. Winnicott?
Ah.
Do you remember his evidence?
It wasn't at that. I met him much later.
Yes.
After the war, Dr. Winnicott and his wife.
Yes, well, the Curtis thing was after the...
Oh, it was,
1946,
wasn't it? They may have given evidence then. Yes, that's quite true.
And she wasn't his wife then, was she? Claire Britton.
Claire Britton, wasn't she?
No, she hadn't. I don't think they... I think they married after that, didn't they?
Did they? Yes,
I'm
I do.
Sure. Yes.
You reminded me of somebody I'd really forgotten about for a bit. Yes, I do remember about them.
John Bowlby gave evidence, didn't he? John Bowlby. He was Lieutenant Colonel John Bowlby then of the Royal Army Medical Corps, but he worked for, from the Tavistock Clinic.
John. Yes, but I don't think I really knew him very well.
No.
Don't know why I didn't, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Curtis Committee, after we'd interviewed all these different people and always made to discuss it afterwards, we didn't go home or anything like that.
No.
We had to go and discuss it very carefully afterwards. And I liked her, and her secretary, sort of person, she wasn't quite right, had a lot of hard work with Miss Curtis. Well, in any case, we were sent off to different places, and we each had a we had four. There were four of us.
Yes.
And one was an awfully nice man from Birkenhead.
Yes.
He was a good man, and I saw quite a lot of him. And another man whom I saw quite a lot of was a schoolmaster from Yorkshire.
Yes.
And he and I went. It was a holiday. The day we went at a school, a boys' school, not, you know, not a poor boy.
No.
And I was this master was on one of the Curtis Committee and a very nice man.
Yes.
And we went and we saw all of it, and I wasn't sure that I liked the man who was the headmaster, and I was really rather right. Because this headmaster said, you know, he kept too big a stick.
Yes, yes.
They do hang sticks up, I understand, but this one was too big.
Yes.
He was noticing all the time, you know.
Yes.
And of course, we did get to know the different people who were on our committee, and they must have got to know us.
There are some very hair-raising descriptions in the Curtis report of some of the bad children's homes that you visited.
Yes. Yes, and I'll tell you one I can think of.
Yes.
It was in Wales.
Yes.
And I went with I think she was the only Roman Catholic member of our thing, and she always reported everything we thought to the Cardinal.
Yes.
But in any case, this was in the North Wales there. And it was he was fairly new to being the
master.
Not workmaster, they didn't call it that, did they?
The overseer?
No, not that.
The master. He was
the master. And there was something with work we used to come in about it. But he showed us the kind of pottery they had to eat from.
Yes.
And he was troubled.
Yes.
They had such ordinary things.
Yes.
And not as good things as they ought to have had.
Yes.
That was one thing. I always remembered that man.
Yes.
Now, where else did we see people? We must have seen a lot.
Yes.
And you see, different people saw different places. Sybil was a very good writer-up.
Yes.
You could hear her typewriter going pop, pop, pop at night when you went away.
Yes. Still working at it, still working
at it. I believe she is.
Yes.
Yes. I liked her very much. Yes. She and I were, of course, the only social workers.
Yes.
But wait a moment, I must find somebody else for you of all this, where we went. I'm sorry that I don't remember better, but sometimes we did get rather caught asunder. We didn't always see them all.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I can't think any more of the things for that.
There's one in there where they describe how the children went into some kind of cellar for meditation or prayer before they had breakfast in the morning. Don't remember that one, do you?
I didn't remember that.
No.
Where could that have been?
Well, it doesn't say in the report where all these places are. It just describes them.
I'll tell you what we did have, though. Mm. What we did have, we had a master who came up and I'm not certain if he brought his wife with him,
mm.
but he told with horror the boy he had who,
mm.
you know, did what, well, behaved as if every bed was the lavatory.
Yes, yes.
And I remember Mr. Curtis saying, yes. Well, if you want to, you've only got to go down there.
Yes, yes.
I don't think any of us felt that was one of the things we were going to try and
yes.
compete to do. I should like to know what the boy, yes. much more about the boy, really, yes. myself. Yes.
Can you remember any more about the people giving evidence? And
I can a bit, yes.
Mm.
Some of them took a great deal of trouble.
Yes.
And the man who looked at me with very obviously knowing who I was,
yes.
and that not always agreeing with what I've said,
yes.
I know, can't think what his name was, he gave very careful evidence there, and I think he came from one of the poorest parts of London.
Yes.
He worked with that, but I'm just going to say, but of course you know, I know somewhere.
Careful, you got microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm used to getting up quickly. I'm so. We managed to persuade each other things, you know.
Yes.
And we persuaded Miss Curtis to let us go to her college,
yes.
at Cambridge.
Yes.
Unwillingly.
Yes.
She got us, and of course you know. Miss, sad, she's dead now, and Miss Curtis was very distressed as she died, long afterwards,
yes.
Was the her secretary.
Mm.
There were two secretaries, you
I
know,
see, yes.
A man and a woman, and
yes.
she was a probation officer, awfully nice person.
Mm.
And, I'll tell you who else was on. Did you know that Mrs. William Temple was a member of the Curtis Committee?
Yes. Yes, now you've reminded me.
Yes. She's very remarkable. No, she's alive still.
Is she? Yes. Mm.
She lives, she's in a nursing home near Winchester.
Yes.
She's a great friend of mine.
Yes.
So was he, really.
Yes.
I was lucky.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I was lucky. But we had to work hard, you see, to write down to our remembrances.
Yes.
One way and another. But then what we did was, we did persuade her,
yes.
to let us go to Cambridge,
yes.
and to stay in her college.
Yes.
And one of the people on the committee was a Wesleyan, I think he was a Wesleyan clergyman.
Yes.
But he certainly was a nonconformist.
Yes.
And Mrs. Temple knew that he would want to go to church on Sunday.
Yes.
And she persuaded Miss Curtis.
Yes.
That some of the people would want to do that, because all I want meant to go to church. Yes. Mrs. Temple meant to go to church.
Yes.
The lady who was a Roman Catholic, she yes. wanted to go to church. So there was a certain number, you see, like that, and mm-hmm. We got that through.
Yes.
I there were a lot, some very quite funny things that happened, really, you see, because Miss Curtis didn't want to spend time with us,
yes.
in the evening. We were having a little enjoyment with each other, rather.
Yes.
This very nice man who came from Cheshire, he must have been, or Birkenhead there. He was a very thoughtful man. I'd like to have had more talk with him, really. I can't think of his name. But again, if you've got the...
Got the report.
If you've got the report, you will have all the names.
Yes, yes.
Won't you? But there was something else about... Oh, yes, and I was very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
A very nice girl of the college,
mm-hmm.
found out that I was coming. And she did every mortal thing that I might want.
Yes.
She was so kind and so sweet. And she married a man just in Cambridge here. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And her mother was one of my friends. So it made life easier for me. And as I was really working frightfully hard in London, you see, I gave the chance of having a bit of a rest when I got to Cambridge.
Was the outcome of the report what you'd hoped? The 1948 Children's Act and setting up of the children's departments and so on and so on. Is that what you'd
hoped for? But we didn't know as yet quite... you see, we hadn't made the report as yet.
Yes.
It took quite some time before they did.
Yes.
And also, I'll tell you this apart from the rest, and it really got people going about it, seeing the report.
Mm.
And the man at the Home Office said, they would have that. I don't know if I explained that. I don't know if I did say that to you, that the man at the Home Office, when I was seeing him, said you couldn't expect anything else but that the government would make a report or something if after seeing that Lady Allen's letter.
Yes, yes.
That was...
Well, they'd have to set up a committee.
They'd have to set up.
Yes.
Yes, that was a Home Office man.
Yes.
I was very interested because I didn't know very much about that.
Yes.
And that. No, one moment, just about the things that were happening. Miss Curtis, you know, treated us as time went on more and more considerately, I think, really. Mm. Understanding about it much more.
Yes.
I was trying to think of anybody else who was on the committee that had something more to contribute.
Mm.
I did a bad one on that because, you know, it was very difficult for me to finish doing the work that I had to do left at home.
Yes,
at,
yes.
There.
Yes.
And when I arrived in at the committee, about half an hour late, I should think, Miss Curtis looked up and said, "Miss Harford, looking for as usual." I don't know if she'd quite said as usual. Mm-hmm. Leaving her, piling up her work behind her, or something rather like that,
yes,
you know, like
yes.
That. But she really did it much more friendly-like than I expected.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, really, it was very difficult in a place like the National Council of Social Service.
You make her sound very tough. You make Miss Curtis sound very tough.
She was in a way, you know.
Yes.
Yes, she was in a way.
Yes.
But I think we trusted her,
mm.
And certainly later on, when she was retired,
mm.
I didn't go to see her. I couldn't, but I had quite a real talk with her once.
Yes.
And then I'll tell you what I was very pleased that on a Saturday afternoon, I went out into the garden, and there was Miss Curtis digging in the garden.
Yes.
And I remembered that I'd been told that she had lost her eyesight, one eye,
yes,
during that period because they couldn't provide anything for them to travel in without having something that took you. And so she lost her eye.
Yes.
That was, it was rather impressive somehow.
Yes. I don't understand that. She lost her eye because...
Yes, but she lost her eye because they couldn't stay where they were. They had to go away. They had to leave London.
I see, yes. And help was available in London.
I don't know what she was doing in London, really.
Yes.
I don't know about that. Yes. I don't suppose there'd be that in the book, would you?
No. Mm.
But I do know I was told that.
Yes.
She didn't tell me, but I was told that.
Can I ask you one last question? And I think
I'm sorry, I've run rather short in a sense.
No.
I wish I could remember more. Do go on.
Well, looking back, what do you think is the best thing you've done in social work? What's the thing you're most pleased about, most proud of? Gives you greatest pleasure to look back on?
I have to think where I was at different times.
Yes.
I think the times, I think I shall have to tell you at some other time probably because I shall only remember gradually, but I think the times that one feels looking back is most glad about is the times when somebody, you were able to do something perhaps without your hardly realizing you were doing it.
Yes, yes. I know what you mean, yeah.
You know? I was always very pleased to work with or for Miss Bonfield.
Yes.
The one time I didn't was because there was something else, and I felt very sad afterwards because she went down to the country.
Yes.
So I missed saying something. But that's not so much, really. What did I tell you about? I'm just running back.
Well, you talked about the first settlement, the Victoria settlement.
Yes, well,
you
of course.
You talked about Barnardo's, Chesterfield, Sheffield.
I was very fond of Chesterfield.
Yes.
Chesterfield. Mm.
I mean, if I can find
the copy.
Yes.
Of my account of Chesterfield, would you like
I'd
to?
I'd be very interested indeed.
Oh well, then, I can do. I'm sure I've got that. I know I've got.
Was it published or was it?
No, because I didn't go on. I didn't do any more because there's such a lot of other things to do.
Yes.
I do want to finish my book,
yes.
Really.
Yes.
But of course. I didn't get further. I could write about London after getting there, but I really only got up to Sheffield.
Yes.
And there was one piece I missed out, but it wouldn't be awfully difficult. It was about, I wrote about everybody except the actual men.
Yes.
Who were out of work.
Yes.
But I think I could get there.
Well, I really would be very interested to see whatever you've written.
Ah, that's a different matter, isn't it? Yes.
I mean,
well, I think I could do collect some.
Yes.
Some bits, really.
Yes.
Well, I could hike it out. If you like to go and have lunch, and
yes.
I'll have lunch.
Yes.
And then by that time you'll probably have thought of something else.
Yes.
And I will go and see if I can't find something. But
yes.
The thing is, really.
Well, I'll switch this off.